So I love doing these assorted questions things, and just saw this one on GWA Backstage by Joker William Redmore. So I'm gonna do this. Excuse the background noise of the fan and then potentially the AC that's gonna come on too. I know it's winter, but it is what it is. So do you ever miss the summer nights as a kid? You know, feeling that warm breeze on the skin, hanging out with friends, and then feeling complete freedom. I miss being a kid so much. Like, really, truly did not understand all of the true tragic emotions behind the statements that all the adults gave me about, you're gonna wish you weren't grown. And, like, you better enjoy being a kid because I miss it dearly. What's your favorite thing to eat during each season? I love mango and watermelon in the summer. And in the fall and winter, chili. Love some chili, like homemade chili, like my chili. Spring? I don't know. There's a really cool salad a friend made for me once that's like my favorite salad now, besides Caesar salad. It's like an arugula salad with feta and watermelon. And the combination of flavors is really nice. I guess that, I don't know. Have you ever gotten nostalgic for earlier parts of the parts of the pandemic? What was that? Parts of the pandemic. Yeah, I missed when I was trying to make sourdough. I've kept the plant thing though. That's been really nice. Do not miss the severe depression. before I learned that I was ADHD and like all these other things. Why am I talking about personal information? I hope this doesn't get flagged. What's your favorite color? Orange. What was your favorite childhood toy? I had this little brown teddy bear, and her name was Tiffany. I don't know why I named my bear Tiffany, but she was like my first toy, and she just seemed like a Tiffany, I guess. What's your favorite video game? The Mass Effect series. Super soft place in my heart for that. I also like the Dragon Age series. But the Mass Effect one is the only series that I've ever completed. Dragon Age Inquisition had me fucked up. It was like Skyrim. I just wanted to do side quests and chase butterflies and shit. That didn't pan out. I didn't even make it to the first boss before I just stopped, and then I stopped playing video games altogether because I don't have the attention span for them, and I'd rather be able to skip ahead in someone else's gameplay to see what happens. Let's see. Do you ever wish you never did this GWA thing? I mean, I haven't really done it that long, and oh no, I didn't turn off my notifications. Is this sarcasm? I don't know. I enjoy the feedback. I am an attention hoe, for anonymous attention, not my real life, so this is nice. What's my favorite song? It changes all the frickin' time. The first thing I can think of right now is I don't know. I am seeing a video with My Heart Will Go On, except it's movie clips from Winter Soldier, and Steve is busting through the rooftop door, running after the helicopter. To try and stop Bucky in the helicopter. Wow, that song plays, and it's beautiful. What's your ideal vacation location? Ireland. I want to go back to Ireland so badly. It exceeded all expectations, and I lowered them heavy before I went, but it was phenomenal, and I wish I'd stayed longer and can go back. I'm not really a gamer, so I'm going to skip that. What's your favorite genre of music? Sorry for that. I should stop saying sorry. Anywho, I don't really have a favorite. I like upbeat things, though, because it's hard to stay actively depressed with, like, music that has, like... Okay, maybe not just upbeats, but, like, intricate little, like, I don't know, things that spark dopamine. Take that for what you will. Let's say that you are on a plane and that plane crash lands on an island. There are only two survivors. Who is the other survivor? I don't know. I'd probably wish to not be a survivor because, even though I've dreamed of being on the show Survivor for a long time, I don't know. Who's the other survivor? Les Stroud? Because he knows what the hell he's doing? Do you ever just stay awake late at night because your body thinks it hasn't done enough that day? Yeah. I do. And also, generally, when I have to work the next day, I just don't want the ability of just existing to go away. And I know if I go to sleep, I'll have to confront reality afterwards. So, yeah, that sucks. You ever tell someone to FOD? I don't know what that means. God, I feel so old. I'm assuming it's not foreign object debris. Urban Dictionary? Oh, Urban Dictionary. Always got my back. No. Okay, maybe. When I was a hormonal teenager yelling at my guardians? Probably. Give me an estimate of how audios you've recorded. Of how many audios I've recorded? Not that many. How many have I listened to? Quite a few. What's your summer opening song? I don't know. How do so many people keep so many different distinct songs in their head at once? I don't know. I'm Walking on Sunshine is the only thing I can think of, and I am not that peppy. So I don't know. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage? I don't have one. Have you ever been on a boat? Yes. A few times. And I get horrendously seasick no matter what kind of medicine or things I try to take to prevent it. Do you ever think a zombie apocalypse will happen? With the way the governments have been handling things, New Zealand would probably survive. The rest of us, probably not. They'd probably keep it under wraps. I've seen some pretty interesting theories about how certain incidents in Florida might have been zombies that were just put down and tried to put under wraps. So, you know, never know what happens there. Let me hear the truth. Do men in Hawaiian tropical shirts look ugly? No, not inherently. I mean, like, it's not something that, like, completely draws... I'm trying to school my tongue to say something, probably political, and I don't want to do that. but Hawaiian tropical shirts definitely are not the make or break when it comes to attractiveness. After answering, will you promise to go touch some grass for me? I'll think about leaving my bed tomorrow. Probably a good chance. If you listen to this whole thing, bless your heart and thank you so much. I appreciate it.